Hello friends, this is George Zainun talking to Main Menu from Sweden. Today I am here to demonstrate the digital IC recorder called VoiceIt. I remember we listened for a while ago for a demonstration of the Sony ICD-MS1 digital voice recorder, which recorded on memory sticks, as they are called. This device, the VoiceIt, it has its own memory of 4 megabytes, and one can purchase to it memory cards of the type Smart Media, and they recommend that we use sizes or capacity of 2, 4 and 8 megabytes. Now this unit looks like a remote control for a television, and it runs on 2 AAA batteries like the Sony digital recorder that I mentioned earlier, and these is Panasonic RRQ R240 that was mentioned once on Blind Tech. Now this unit, if we hold it as we should with the display further, with the LCD display farthest from us, we have the power button under the display on the right hand side. To the left of it is the little microphone which is built in. Right under this power button there are 2 lines of 3 buttons each. The line which is nearest to the power button has to do with recording, and if we take these buttons from right to left, we have the pause button, and this pause button works with play and with recording naturally. To the left of it we have the recording button, and it is record and stop, so we use the same button to record, to start recording and to stop recording. To the left of this button we have a button which is called insert, and this button is used to insert a recording between 2 recordings, and it is like insert on a PC. It is actually very nice and very effective, so one can stop the recording where one likes, or just while listening to a previously made recording one can press insert where desired. Say added recording, and then press insert again, and then it is there, and you will not feel it actually that it is insert. It is difficult for me to make you hear this how it works maybe, but I will see if I can do it further in this recording. The next line under this line of three buttons is comprised as well of three buttons. If we take them as well from right to left, we have fast forward, and the middle button is play and stop. The button to the left of it is, of course, backwards. Then we come to a triangle of three small buttons. The base of these, which is comprised of two buttons, one on the very left and one on the very right, just under backwards and forwards. The right one, which is under forward, is the folder button. The one which is under left is called menu. And the button exactly under play and stop is the erase button. To the right hand side of this unit we have a thumb wheel, and this thumb wheel is to higher and lower the voice. To the left of this unit we have two jacks. The jack nearest to us is the headphone jack, and it is monaural. And if one connects it to the earphone, one hears from only one ear. The other one is for an external microphone. Finally, on the rear of this unit, there is a connection which looks like the USB button on a PC, and this is for the PC link software. Actually, when we get the unit, we get a cable with it, which is from one side it has a USB plug which fits in this recorder, and it looks, as I said, exactly like the plug on the that we put in the PC. The other end of the cable has a DB9 pin, so we connect it in the serial port of a PC. The software is installation is very friendly, and I forgot to say that above the display there is a little lock. If we remove it, we have access to the memory card which we insert if we purchase 2, 4, or 8 megabytes of this smart media. In the device itself, in this unit, VoiceIt, they have built in 4 megabytes. And on the underside is the lock for the compartment where we put the 2 AAA batteries. When I purchased this unit, they sold us the carrying case separately. They said it is not included. The manual was in Swedish, so I did not read the original manual, and but I could actually make my own judgment of this unit as I installed its software on the PC and tried it, and it is quite accessible for me at least, because I have a braille display. I don't care that much about scripting, but if one has to do, if one has to use this unit with speech only, I recommend that some scripting is made. Editing is possible on this unit because you can stop the recording where you like, press the delete button, a short press, and it marks the beginning, and then you can fast forward or backwards to where you would like the end to be, and then you press and hold delete, and it takes them from the previously made recording. Indexing is as well possible, and standard play and long play are as well available. When in play mode, if we press and release fast forward or backwards, then we add the speed or increase the speed by approximately 20%, and they work like a toggle. So if one presses the fast forward once, you hear what you played a little bit faster. Press it again and it goes to normal. Similarly with backwards, with rewind. Excuse me for my English. I am a foreigner. I come from Lebanon, and I am living in Sweden. So I have three languages at this moment in my head while I am trying to explain how this unit works. Now I am trying to let you hear how it sounds, and I hope that you, the speech is not perhaps very clear, but maybe it gives you an idea. I'm going to press the power button on this unit. It was on, sorry. So I will press it again. And it gives the high-pitched tone. Then I press record, for example, and say, this is just a test for the VoiceIt recorder, which I am doing for main menu. I hope that it sounds well. Finish of recording. Now I press this record button again, and it stopped recording. I press now the play button, which is exactly under the recording button.
This is just a test for the VoiceIt recorder, which I am doing for main menu. I hope that it sounds well. Finish of recording.
Now I will try to put the word ACB radio after main menu. So I will just press play, and it is giving me a beep. So I have no more recordings. I have to press rewind once. it gives this high pitched sound, and I press play.
This is just a test for the VoiceIt recorder, which I am doing for main menu.
I press pause now, and I will press insert. The program which is previewed on ACB radio each week. And I pressed insert again, and it gave this low pitched tone. Now the player seems to be in pause mode, so I will press actually pause.
I hope.
And it continued. And it continued playing, so I will actually fast forward to be sure that I am on the last recording. I will rewind. Now I am standing on the recording that I have made. I will press play.
This is just a test for the VoiceIt recorder, which I am doing for main menu. The program which is reviewed on ACB radio each week. I hope that it sounds well. Finish of recording.
It is as easy as I showed you to insert. And to delete, it is needless to say that it is as easy as I said. Now, what is good about this recording, that when one moves between recordings in stop mode, using the backwards and using the rewind and fast forward, that it emits beeps at both ends. So, for example, if I press rewind now, I see that now I am standing on, when you hear this low pitched beep, that I am standing on the first recording. If I press fast forward once, then I am on the second recording. If I press fast forward again, I am on a third recording. And if I press fast forward again, then I am at no recording. There are no more recordings here. Now, I will not focus too much on editing, actually, because when one purchases the unit, one can test the possibilities in one's own pace. But I'm going to speak a little word about my reaction, how it felt to hear the recordings from the PC. Actually, and I will speak a little bit about the software that follows with it. I begin by saying that what I have against this unit is that when I opened the recordings using the PC link, it kept lowering the volume of my playback in the PC to 49%, whether I used HAL or JAWS. And I had a problem with it when I used JAWS to save the files. JAWS lost focus if I wanted to save the files from this unit in WAV format. Then JAWS did not respond, and I waited about 2 minutes hoping to see if the file is finished, I mean if it is saved on the PC or not, when I took the save dialog box. But when I used hell, it just took 30 seconds or 20 seconds to know that the file was actually saved on the PC and everything went well. And as I said to you, each time I select a recording while connected to the PC, while this unit is connected to the PC, then and I press play, then it lowered the volume of my playback to 49%. But now I will speak a little bit about the software and how it looks like. I have the software here up and running, and the menu bar is comprised of File, Edit, Link, Help. Under this we see the internal. I see that if I start the software in the beginning and the unit is connected and shut off, nothing happens. I have to go to the file, I have to activate the menus, choose the link menu, and from the link menu I choose the link to recorder submenu. When I choose this, a cancel button appears for a short while, then I see my recorder in the PC, on the PC screen. I see, for example, that I am standing on folder 1, and if I press cursor down, it changes to folder 2. If I press cursor down to folder 3, and a cursor down to folder 4. Then if I press it once more, it shows here card and between parentheses 0 MB because I have no card in this machine. Now I press home, it turns me back to internal and between parentheses 4 MB. So I see that I have 4 megabytes in this unit. Just on the same line, if I'm standing on the line where it says internal 4 MB, Joe's shows here scroll up symbol. I don't know what it means, but I don't care about it. I see there are a name, item, created, length, author. These are columns. And I press cursor down, so I am on the folder 1. Now, if I keep reading, I see that the first file is called file 01. And I see the length of it and all these things, and when it was saved. And I see that I am the author because I wrote my name in the properties. Now the thing is that if I press tab, it is actually a Windows Explorer thing, but tab does not work. So here is a script required. But since I am using a Braille display, I press the cursor routing keys on file 01, and actually I see that the cursor, the underlining jumped there. And now if I choose the file menu, I have play recorder file, then I have copy to PC, and it has a dialog box. It can save in WAVE, and it can save in SRI format, SRI image file. Um, There is only this SRI format here. So there is a special menu actually to copy to the PC as a WAV file. So we have these two menus, then we have to copy to PC as WAV file, as I told you. And in this menu, JAWS loses focus. Then I have a menu here, it's called copy to recorder dot dot dot. So I can copy files that I have on the PC to this recorder. And I can copy, there is another menu, it is it says copy WAV file to recorder dot dot dot. So I can load WAV files in this recorder and play them. Then I have transcribe, and it is not available because I don't have Dragon Dictate or naturally speaking or things like that. And then we have the properties and the exit. If I choose the properties and I try to read for you what is there, it says let me see if I can get it right. I must be focusing first on the file. I was on the folders, sorry. But now I'm on the file. If I open the properties, it says name file 01, author George, created 22/3/2002, 14/01, modified, and it is not filled, length 0:00:26, speed SP, and there is a checkbox, it is called locked, and it is unchecked. Possibly one can lock this file, so it requires a password to be heard on the PC, I don't know. And then there is original recorder file, it is another checkbox, and there is a checkbox which is not checked here, it is called archived. Then there is an area, it is called note, one can write own commentaries about this file. Now I will leave this menu actually, because there is nothing in it. Then comes the edit menu. There is the usual cut, copy, paste, select all, delete file, select folder, and then cut again. And to delete a file, actually, it is very easy in the recorder. When one is listening to a recording, one can press stop. Then, if one is sure that one is standing on this recording to be deleted, just press and hold delete or erase, which is directly under play stop, until you hear the double beep and it deletes it. In the PC you get a question, are you sure you want to delete? Now there is a menu called link. The first one was link to recorder, and this menu should be used always when we connect this recorder to the PC. The other menu is called disconnect from recorder, and it obviously does what it says. The third menu is called set recorder clock dot dot dot. So if I press it and I read for you the dialog box, it says synchronize recorder clock to PC, and there is OK, cancel, and help. I press the OK, and it should synchronize the recorder clock to the PC. So what is accessible in this recorder and not accessible with the Sony is that one can synchronize the recorder clock to the PC. If one is like me, blind, one can do it alone. That's fantastic. And now there is another menu. It is called Recorder Properties here. If it has a dialog box, I will read you just the screen. It says first Model SR1A, and obviously there is another model of this one. So and they speak about it in the user manual that one can choose the language on the LCD screen. So first we have the model SR1A, internal memory 4 megabytes, battery 2.9 volts, card memory it is 0 megabytes, microphone, and there are a set of radio buttons here, conference, we can select conference, we can select dictionary, and then we come to the clock display. We can select between there is a radio button here, it says VD, hour, voice, digital or something, HR, and there is another button which is called 12 hour. Then we come to another area, it is called beeps. One can obviously select to activate these beeps or to deactivate them from the PC. So there are two radio buttons here, one called activate and one called inactivate. Then comes the speed, and we have a set of radio buttons. The first one is VT, they mean voice to text if one is using it with like a Dragon Dictate and these things. The second radio button is SP, standard play. The third radio button is long play, and then we come to another area. Here it is called user ID, and here I typed George. So I see always on each file which is recorded that it is George who recorded this file. And then we come to another area, display language. There is only one radio button in my case because my model is SR1A. It is English. And there is a save changes button, a cancel button, and a help button. And I pressed actually cancel. There is yet another menu in this link to recorder menu. It is called communications setup menu, and obviously the dialog box here that comes if one presses it, it is to set the baud rate and these things, so it is nothing to care about. It sets them automatically when we start the software, and exactly after choosing link to recorder. So it is all about it. Now there is a player with this recorder. With this software, this software in the group that when I installed this software, I found on the desktop an icon called Voice It Link, and then in the startup menu under programs, there is a group called Voice It Link. When I opened, I expanded this group, I saw that there is an icon called Voice It Link Help, and a second icon which is called Voice It Link, which is actually a copy of the Voice It Link on the desktop. But I saw a third icon there. It is called Voice It Player. Now, I am going to press on this Voice It Player, and I will try to read from my braille display here. Voice It Player, minimize symbol, maximize symbol that Jaws shows to me. We have two menus here, File and Help. And if I continue reading the screen, I see Total. I see Total. It obviously says the total length of the file. Then it shows Elapsed. And I don't think there is, under Total and Elapsed, I have now 0:00:00. And likewise there under Elapsed, 0:00:00. If I open the File menu, I see that there is a menu called Open File. Then I see another menu, it is called File Properties, which I am going to open after a little while. Then there is a menu called Save as WAV File. Then there is a menu called Keys, and a menu called Exit. And there is the Help menu, Help Topics, and About Voice It Player. I am going to look a little bit at this properties that I mentioned, the file properties. If I open file properties now, since I don't have any loaded file, so I don't see anything about properties. So I'm actually going to open the keys menu, and I'm going to read to you from there a little bit what it shows. One can actually choose to decide that function keys on the PC, which one can be play. I mean, we can decide that we want F9 to play, F10 to stop. It is like a list box. So there are three tabs, or for each key there is a tab, and one can choose that one wants this key to play, this key to stop, this key to fast forward, this key to rewind. So that's all about it. The unit is actually a little bit cheaper than the Sony ICD-MS-1, and this is all I can say about it. If you have any questions, you can feel free to write me at gzaynoun@telia.com, and I hope I explained this unit in a understandable way. This is the first recording I make for ACB Radio, and excuse me for my stumbling English. I am a foreigner in Sweden, and I am speaking a foreign language. Thank you.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.